Well, speaking of somebody we trust, as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 vision, Mayor Judy Sheets, good morning.
Mayor Judy Sheets.
Hey!
It's Adam.
Oh, Adam, I'm sorry. I trust you, too.
I was going to say, that was a great lead-in there.
Judy's tomorrow.
I wondered what the heck you were doing.
I was feeling great there, man. You really up. Great lead-in. That was...
Now, Adam, man. We trust you too, okay? So Judy's tomorrow, kid.
Yes, I know.
Okay, I had my paper backwards here. That was my bad. My bad.
You're running the day ahead.
Yeah.
Like, slow down a little bit.
Scare the heck out of me. You're like, what the heck?
We trust you too,
Kevin,
Adam.
How are you?
That's a good mayor impersonation.
Yeah. First of all, Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing real well. Doing real well. How are you guys doing?
I think we're a little off our rocker right this minute, but that's all right.
Everybody kind of is.
Yeah. In your mind, how did the fair go for you guys?
Well, in my mind, I think it went really well. We had a tremendous support from everybody that worked the gates and helped check in and make sure we had contacts. And we're asking the questions and we're screening and to the point where, you know, then the following week we've had some people rent the fairgrounds and kind of follow the same footprint and word spread and more and more people are wanting to kind of use the same situation that we did, because it seems to be successful and, you know, I'm hoping that these county COVID numbers that are increasing aren't as a result of the fair but prior to this we had several days of zero. Mm-hmm. COVID cases here in the county, so that was very nice to see.
Do you think let's just say for sake of argument that this same scenario is playing through again next year's fair? What can you guys maybe improve upon to make it even better than what it was? What would you like to see possibly happen if you think it could be done?
I don't know that. I would like to maybe see, I don't know, there just wasn't a lot of people there, which I guess was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
But the memories, the enjoyable time for the 4-H'ers was kind of lacking. But that's the year. Hopefully next year it'll be passed. But, you know, like I've told several people, I couldn't tell you from year to year how my animals did, you know, placing at the fair. But I could talk to you all day about the memories I made at the barn. So, you know, having that aspect of it for 4-H'ers, I'd like to enhance that if at all possible, going forward.
But, you know, but basically, I mean, you guys did something that a lot of people didn't do, and that's actually have a fair, even though it was just a 4-H fair, basically, but you at least got one done.
That's right. They got to come out and exhibit their animals, and, for the most part, everybody played by the rules and was successful, and hopefully, you know, like I said, 2 weeks after the COVID numbers, hopefully we'll show that what we did was correct. I hope.
Yeah, right. So. Well, Adam, we appreciate your time this morning. Is there anything that you're kind of looking forward to here in the next couple months? You guys got anything coming up? We don't have to just talk about the coronavirus all the time while we've got you on the line.
Yeah, and I think Bethany or someone's coming in Thursday, but just to real quick hit on a program. So we don't normally, every year we get to have like a Central Indiana field day where people get to come out and look at crops and we get to talk about things and demonstrate things. We didn't get to do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to actually have a virtual field day. I'm getting tired of the word canceled and virtual, but.
I know. Virtual is a little more palatable though.
Yeah. So we're going to have 4 evening sessions. They're an hour long, coming up starting August 18th. And this year, the people that have your commercial pesticide applicator license, your private applicator license, you know, there's different segments of people that need credits to keep their different, certifications. Those are still required this year to get those credits, and they're becoming more and more of a challenge to obtain. So we are going to be offering those credits to participants that log on and join us for these hour-long sessions. And then the last session is actually, it's a two-hour for the private applicator folks to get their pesticide handling and applicator credits. So I just want to highlight that. Again, we can talk more about it Thursday, but I just want to put that out there that, you know, if you're interested, reach out to me on my email or give me a call and we can talk more about it. But it's just a way that to try to keep the COVID under control, still get your credits, still get some information out here for late season agronomy and crop production, and hopefully we can get some good attendance and participation through that.
I love the sound of that, and you got to keep on pushing forward on that, you know?
That's right. We've got to keep getting the credits and keep our licenses, because they're not going to say in there we can just let it roll over and, you know, not do it this year. So we're trying to make sure we keep those opportunities out there for folks to keep their licenses and accreditation.
Well, Adam, you give us a call anytime you need to and get the word out on whatever you need to, all right?